As you can tell, I got my little mug here, you know.
I love it.
I made this myself.
I love the promo materials, merchandise.
I do that too. I do that too. I'm a full-on entrepreneur, man.
I love it.
But yeah, let's get this shit. Yo, y'all know who it is, man. It's the boy, Mr. Watch It. What? Hold on, I got a button for you.
Watch your tone.
Watch your tone, man. Watch your tone. And this is Set the Tone right here on Pion Media, where our platform is your opportunity. For Set the Tone, we like to interview individuals from all walks of life. And man, you know, individuals that's doing something inspiring within their own life or within their own career. And I'm honored to have the beautiful, lovely, coming straight from Chicago. Why y'all think I got the Bulls jersey? Oh, my notebook. Why y'all think I got the, come on, man. Coming straight from Chicago, the regional promotions manager of Capitol Records, Miss Mariah Marks.
Ooh, I love that introduction.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man?
Make some noise for Mariah, man.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? She didn't think I had the sound to match. You know what I'm saying? The tone. Like, what you thought?
I am mad at it, brother.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's an honor to have you here. And, you know, you doing some amazing things within your career that I really felt like I should reach out to you and, like, you know, try to highlight you as an individual and give you your flowers, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody
wants their flowers right now, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think we shouldn't wait, you know, until something happened for us to give that person, you know what I'm saying, they roses, they flowers. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm here to honor you today, Queen.
Why, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So you gonna set the tone.
Because 2022 is the year of Mariah.
Okay, okay. And before we get into Mariah, you know, since you work in the music industry, I do have a little game I want to play with you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. And this game right here is called Tone Deaf. And since you work in the music industry around a lot of artists, I want to see how well do you know these songs or artists.
Okay.
So I'm going to play three songs, and I'm going to give you a few seconds to answer or tell me what song that is.
Okay, I'm a little nervous.
You're a little nervous.
Okay.
We're going
to get it. Is it my artist or?
It is your artist. Okay. They are your, oh, wait, I could, why did I tell you that?
Okay, you did. You saw us put that in there.
She set me up. All right. So here's the first one, man. Here's the first one right here. That's all you get.
The pettiness.
That's all you get. Okay.
It's a little baby.
What's the song though? What's the song?
you gotta give a chorus or something.
I think that's all you need to hear.
About to phone a friend. Is it something to prove?
And you clearly got something to prove on this next song. So,
okay.
Song number two, okay?
This is embarrassing.
Song number two.
Twerkulator, City Girls.
Okay, you want no Twerkulator, because I know you be out there. Mm-mm, okay.
Hey, I work the record, okay? I work Twerkulator.
Okay. How is it working with City Girls? You know what I'm saying?
I love them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to dive
okay.
in.
Okay.
We're going to
have them. I love all my artists.
I already know. But, all right, so this last artist.
I'm going to get a little bit more.
See what you think. You got, she going to give her more?
Because that sounds like a little throwback beat.
Okay,
that
hold on.
Like a
okay.
Are you sure that's my artist?
Oh, I'm positive this is your artist. I'll give you a little more.
BJ the Chicago Kid.
Okay, coming from the city. What's the song?
I don't know if I work this record.
Turning me up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, girl. So you know what I'm saying? She clearly tone deaf. I'm just let y'all know that.
Ooh, I mean, honestly, let's be honest, though.
Wait, do I got my blood? What's going on? Let me hit it with the.
Because the Lord don't want you to press it.
The Lord don't want you to press it.
The Lord said, don't play with it.
There we go. Man, whatever.
I tried to get it with it on time,
but I was a little late.
Just think about it. I've been doing this for almost 4 years.
Okay.
Think about how many records I've worked from these artists.
You know what? And We gonna get into that.
How many projects?
You know, we gonna get into that because I think that's amazing all within itself. Let me put this laptop down. But like, just being around artists every day, I know you have to be inspired by their, you know, creative geniuses. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a sense.
Well, it's COVID, so I really don't get to see them that often right
Rona.
Now.
Auntie Rona.
Auntie Rona. No.
But which one? Is there so many variants out here?
Florona. Amaretta Sawa.
Amaretta Sawa. I thought it was called the Omarion.
Omarion, Sigma Theta Delta.
Oh my gosh. Jesus.
Yeah. It's just, you know, now they're mixing and matching and mutating. And
right.
Babies and kids. I'm tired.
I feel it.
At this point, it's like, it's making it, it's giving, I'm here to stay.
Right.
And y'all just got to acclimate.
I feel it. And I, honestly, I feel like it hasn't really slowed down artists in the sense of shows and stuff, I think, for the most part. But I think everybody's been innovative.
You have to be. I mean, thank God for Zoom.
Right.
Man. Thank God.
Man, I should have invested in Zoom.
I know. Me too. I didn't know it was going to be.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I thought it was going to be down for a couple of months and bounce back.
I think everybody had that same thought, but for real, it still surprises me how well artists are still, you know what I'm saying, doing what they're doing during this time period.
I mean, they have to take a lot of safety precautions now, of course. Like, you know, I just worked Big Jam in Chicago for WGCI, another iHeart station.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And everybody had to get COVID tested coming in the door.
Yeah.
Especially to be backstage.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't that many people moving around. I mean, it's usually way more, but... Child. We have to move forward. We have to figure out how we're gonna live with this because it's not going anywhere.
I feel you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump back into this. Like, have you ever Googled yourself?
Maybe once.
Maybe once. What you think? What you see when you Googled yourself?
My LinkedIn.
Oh yeah. That's up there. That was one of the first things. Y'all see it on screen.
Okay, so you Googled me and what happened?
Yeah, girl.
Okay, child. What you see?
You ain't Google yourself recently. No. I'll just play. Honestly, so I see your LinkedIn, but also Twitter. You know, the bird is the word. And one of the most fascinating things, you know, that, you know, I took from your Twitter as of late is, you know, your approach for 2022. You recently tweeted that we breaking generational curses. I'm not going to say in 2022 because we're not just narrowing this down to a year. This should be a mindset always.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Why? Hashtag set the tone. Just so y'all know, hashtag set the tone.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
Why do you feel it's important to break generational curses?
We have to move with the mindset and the mentality. We have to be better than the generations before us. We have to.
Right.
And, you know, as a Black woman and, you know, coming from a Black woman, mm-hmm. coming from a single parent household, that was, you know, in the back of my mind when I was tweeting and just thinking about in the Black community, all the broken homes and, you know, thinking about the crime in Chicago, you know, the kids,
right.
the young Black men that don't really have fathers in their lives and their mama got to work full time. The young Black girls that don't got the daddies in their lives because the daddies is gone and their mama trying to do everything.
Because
as a Black woman, we got to have the weight of the world on our shoulders 24/7 because we can't break. Mm. You know, I was thinking about that. Why can't we normalize? Like, I like the people in the community, the people of influence that are really pushing that generational wealth.
Facts.
Because, you know, our... other races, I'm gonna say that, be, you know, politically correct.
Right.
They have that. They have something to leave their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They have that footprint and that foundation for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So when their kids get up in age, they don't have to struggle and work as hard. Because it's all about working smarter, not harder. We have to.
Talk to them.
Hello? And in today's times, look, we losing jobs because of COVID. Everything is going digital. Everything is internet base.
Uh-huh.
People are making money from the internet.
Right.
Like, people are getting on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. We have to figure this out. And I want to leave something back for my kids. Uh-huh. I want my kids to grow up in a two-parent household with two incomes coming through. I want my kids to have every advantage that I didn't have and that my cousins didn't have.
And that's what I was going to ask you. What generational curse are you trying to break?
All of them.
Yeah.
I'm not limiting it. Everything that I just spoke on, all of them. I want my kids to grow up like the West kids. Mm-hmm. Come on,
somebody. I feel it.
We have to. I'm tired of us being behind the needle when it comes to the economy.
Right.
Like, you know, the other races.
Right.
The wage gaps and, you know, the opportunities. I want my kids to go to one of those big schools, colleges.
Right.
High schools. Why? I want us to be at somebody country club.
Uh-huh.
You know, Jack and Jill and
or even better than that though. Let's start our own country club. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's what I feel like for us as, you know what I'm saying, African Americans, as black people, I feel like sometimes we wait to an opportunity come to us. I feel like, you know, sometimes that we sit back and we like, man, I deserve this. Are you putting yourself in position to be successful?
I'm tired of sitting at other people's tables. I want to make my own.
Hello?
Everybody needs to think like that in our community.
And this is why I started Pion Media. Hey, y'all, Pion Media, if y'all need more information on it, make sure y'all check it out at pionmedia.com. You know what I'm saying? And there we go.
Hashtag promo.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Hashtag set the tone. You feel me? But how do you feel about, like, vaccination and everything? Like, I know we kind of talked about it briefly. Like,
yo, in my mind, you know, I be, like, you know, premeditating on things. So I knew you was going to try to go viral. So I figured we was going to talk about vaccination.
Okay.
Because you know, it's a very...
Okay, well, shit. Oh, damn, that's wrong.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there we go.
Because, you know, that's a very political conversation right. Nowadays. It's really hard to have that conversation
right. With
a lot of people. Because I was raised... You don't talk about religion and politics with your family and your friends. Yeah. So, vaccinations. I'm trying to say it in a way that I'm not being biased or taking one side over the other.
Right.
Because everybody has their different views and opinions. This has been a constant argument I've been having with people around me, loved ones. Mm-hmm. And at this point... Just do it.
Nike sign, okay?
Just do it. I mean, I don't care no more. Like, I'm not thinking there's a chip in me. I'm going to walk backwards.
It's so many things that you hear from me, though. So I understand why people are afraid. I understand why some people don't want to. I recently just heard that it's called, if you get COVID, I think this is why people should get. Did you hear this?
No.
It calls shrinkage, about an inch and a half for men. I just want to let y'all know that. If you get COVID... I don't know if it's true. I don't.
Okay.
I didn't make the rules. I just read it. But
wow. I mean, but think about it. When you get COVID, you're gonna have, you know, symptoms.
Right.
That's gonna be your body for the rest of your life. I still randomly wake up in the middle of the night and cough.
Have you gotten COVID?
Unfortunately, I got Omarion.
Oh damn.
Everybody around me got Omarion. Right. My mama got both her vaccinations, her booster and her flu shot.
But how do you know which one you got? How do you know it's Omarion?
Because each variant has different symptoms and it affects you a different way. Omarion is just like having a really bad cold.
Okay.
Yeah. The Florona is like having the flu.
Okay.
It's, you know, the Delta, I don't know what that one feel like, but I don't want to know.
Right.
I don't want to know what COVID-19 feel like either. Because, you know, I know some people that got it and they said they felt like they was dying.
Right. And there's a lot of people that lost their lives, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace definitely to those who have lost.
That was my fear.
Yeah.
That was my fear, my family.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of older people in my family and I wanted to do my due diligence.
Right.
And... because it's all about protecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
If they saying that it's out here killing the elderly and the weak, why wouldn't we?
Right.
We had to get vaccinations when we were going to school as kids. We couldn't go to school if we didn't have those vaccinations. I bet you y'all get them shots going over to Africa because y'all want to go swim with the turtles.
Hello?
So why does it matter?
Right.
I feel fine. Okay. They done put something in me. Oh, well, like I feel fine.
Right.
Like there's nothing wrong. It ain't gonna kill me to get whatever little shot they giving me. I mean,
and if you think it's a chip in you, you already walk around with your iPhone 13, 14, whatever iPhone you got.
Google and Alexa talk to me all day, every day. Right. I don't even be saying nothing to them. I know they listen to me because Google be like, huh, what you say?
I wasn't
talking to you randomly. But I'd be like, all right, you know. Yeah. Hey, if y'all listen to me, send help. You know, I need it. Right. Y'all know what I'm going through then. Come help us with that.
Help me, please.
So, I mean, again, you know, I'm tired. You know, if people don't want to get it because of their own beliefs, you know, at this point, we here.
Right.
We too deep and far in the game anyways.
Right.
If more people get the vaccination, the COVID's still going to be here because it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too political, but I think people forget, because I know people be coming at Biden. He's not doing everything that y'all want him to do.
No, he's not doing everything that he said he was going to. There's a difference.
But there's politics all up and through this game.
I feel that too.
There's politics in our game. How many times somebody done told you in this game that they're going to do something that they didn't do, just talking?
Right.
People just be talking.
Right.
So I get that. I understand politics. My mom was, you know, pushing to be a lawyer back in the day. I grew up watching MSNBC every day, all day. When I go to her house, she falls asleep to it. I wake up with Trump in my head.
Right.
But anyways.
But in that same breath, though, you know, I think what sets Biden apart, or what sets Trump apart from Biden, he was so transparent and organic, just real, raw. It wasn't always good shit at all, like anything, like stuff that he said, but he ain't hold nothing back. And I think for, like, you know, us looking at Biden, we like, bro, like, you not being real. We see through that right away. And I think
he has to play both sides of the fence. We have to realize that we had to choose the lesser of both evils. If he's not the one that we would have wanted in there, but he was the best one we got. Trump is slow. Trump has never been in politics. He came from a reality show. This is my issue with him. First of all, you never ran country, you've never been in politics.
Right.
At least these politicians had governmental jobs before running for president, running for governor, running for senator. They've been in politics.
Experience.
Yeah. This man woke up one day and said, I'm going to do it because I want the power.
Right.
But this is what people forget when it comes to Trump and COVID. The man knew about COVID in January of 2020 and didn't tell nobody until March.
People ain't forget.
He is the reason why we were not prepared. This man.
Oh, sure. I was finna hit her with the button. Hashtag hit the button. No. All right, we gotta get off this politic talk because I know you were ready to go crazy.
Because you see me.
I see you. Hey, America. America.
I mean, I can talk. You asked me something.
I feel you. But let's get back on you, though, you know, okay. In the sense of, you know, everything that you've been doing. Please tell me, how did you get to where you are? You know, you started off, and when I said putting yourself in position, I think that's what you did. You started off as an internet radio personality, correct?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
I literally, as a kid, always wanted to do something involving music and entertainment. I used to have a playroom in my grandma's house on the west side of Chicago.
Okay.
And when my friends would come over, I only hung out with two of them. We was on the same block, couldn't go anywhere else but them three houses next door to each other.
Right.
Every time they would come over, we either playing Oprah, these Barbies about to have a whole dramatic storyline up in here. I'm about to interview you.
Right.
Like, we about to make music videos. We about to play Destiny's Child at 3LW. You know, my best friend Jade, who I grew up with, she always had to be Beyonce or the cute one. It's cool. I loved it. It was that energy, you know, that West Side energy.
And who was you then?
I had to be Kelly. But you know, as an adult, you know, I'm like, I could have been Michelle. I like Michelle.
Okay.
We did Moulin Rouge that one time. I was Christina Aguilera, so I didn't mind that because she got the voice. But I, like, you know, then it, you know, I got into some age, elementary school. I was Lisa Simpson at my elementary school. I played saxophone.
Okay.
My mom used to make me play at church.
Okay.
Got into middle school, high school. My grandfather got me into piano. And he would take me to my lessons. I always knew I was gonna do something mm-hmm. involving music. Mm-hmm. When I started getting into my late teens, you know, people, Mariah, you're so funny, ha! I'm like, I am. Mariah's personality is everything, oh, for real. So I'm just like, I need to fill this out. I mean, life is a journey. Right. And I you know, I get down sometimes where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired. This is so hard. But when I look back on it, I like having conversations like this. Mm-hmm. I like that you did do your research because I like looking back on my journey.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to do radio. I want to, my personality, I like to talk to people. I'm a personable person.
Right.
Like, I'm a chameleon. I can blend in any environment.
Mm-hmm.
I could kick it with somebody listening to Taylor Swift. I could kick it with somebody that's listening to Tupac.
Yeah.
I'm versatile. I mean, I just love cultures. Right, I love music. Right. It don't matter. And so I started, you know, shadowing people at Power 92 in Chicago. I used to kick it with Shy Bliss and DJ Ferris
okay.
at night. And I'm like, you know, the mixing and on-air talent. Then, you know, one of my really good friends, my best friend at the time, Alice, she was dipping and dabbling in management.
Mm-hmm.
And we met working together at the casino. I was a little cocktail server.
Yeah,
I mean, I worked everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm a hustler. I'm a get to the bag.
You was born an entrepreneur. You was born, you know what I'm saying, somebody.
I'm a get to the bag. I've literally held down 3 jobs and an internship before, but we gonna get to that.
Okay.
So Alice started, you know, putting some fillers out. You know, I love when you have people around you that see you,
mm-hmm.
even when you don't see yourself. And she was like, Mariah, you got it. So she connected me with Urban Grind TV, and I started hosting on there. You know, when people would come to the city for concerts and events, I would interview them.
And let me stop you right there. Who was your first interview?
Woo! Okay, first of all, I didn't want people, I wanted to create a persona
mm-hmm.
for television. So I went by Nicki Fire. I was a huge Nicki Minaj fan. And, you know, people would see me be like, Mariah on fire, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm like, I'm gonna blend them to them, be Nicki Fire.
Okay, okay.
My first interview was, I honestly can't remember.
Okay.
I can tell you the earliest one I remember though, Estelle.
Okay, and how did you think that went? You know, what, were you nervous at the time?
Ooh, let me just say, back in the day, child, I should have had a stylist because I did not know how to dress. I would literally just throw anything on. So I wish I didn't have what I had on in the interview, but I think it went well. I just love talking to people and like.
But look at the growth, okay? Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're pretty stylish right now.
I'm grown now. No, but I just love energy.
Right.
And I love that, you know, when I would engage with, you know, people of influence, they would engage back.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, I built my relationships. Like that night I went out with Estelle. We kicked it. We went to, I forgot the spot that we would go to on Tuesday, but we turned up.
Right.
From there, from working with Urban Grind TV and networking, I met Happy. You know Happy.
Mm-hmm. Put him on notice.
I mean, Happy knows what he's done for me to get me to this point. That's another person that saw me when I didn't see myself and always tried to put me in position in his own little way. Yeah. But Happy's a hustler too.
Yeah.
And that's always going to be my homie.
Yeah, that's love.
And we worked at the internet radio station together, No One Radio, with Julia, my Manop's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the morning show. Happy would come on right after with his mixes. That was at Lacuna Lofts
mm-hmm.
back in 2013, 2014.
Way back when.
But, you know, I used to run Happy around. You know, when he was hustling, making his runs, I was always with him every day. Be like, okay, Happy, where we going today?
Yeah.
And I started meeting more people. Because
it's
networking.
Yeah, that's what the whole industry is about.
I feel like I mastered.
Hey, as you should though. Like,
No, because that don't usually be my intention. I just love meeting, you know, people out here, get into it, people established. Like, I love the creative process. Mm-hmm. I love bosses. I love people about their business.
Right, right. At what point were you like starstruck? What was your like first like, oh my God, like I'm in the room with, you know, Jay-Z, you'll be out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Yes.
I love her cause she got her own.
All
right,
she
said,
leave mine alone.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that's when the selfie stick first came out. It's one of my favorite. Yes. And it was one of his listening events, and he just came in. Energy was all crazy. Yeah. I had my selfie stick out. We was partying. We was like, hey. He was like, what's this? That says selfie stick.
That's love. That's love.
And another one, and this is more recently in the past, like, 4 years.
Mm-hmm. amazing talent, amazing individual,
just because I love her. Yeah. And I love her music, and I love that she's super talented.
Now so my story from, not necessarily story, but what I heard about her is that she was always in the background for a lot, you know what I'm saying? She didn't want the spotlight on her, but
she didn't even know who she was.
Yeah. But now she's like this huge star, you know what I'm saying, doing so much, and
it's really hard.
So versatile.
She's so versatile. Mm-hmm. It's really hard because you want the success because it's your passion, it's what you love to do.
Right.
But when it comes with fame, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah, okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
I recently was watching the Juice WRLD documentary. I watch it often.
The Juice WRLD, Britney Spears, like just think about everybody that started young.
Yeah. Britney Spears is something else.
Yeah.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD, everything happened for him really fast. I mean, you could say the same thing about Britney.
Right.
She, of course, she had a way longer, you know, lifespan career because of circumstances.
Yeah.
But it got to him.
Yeah.
Fame got to him in a way where he was trying to escape it.
Social media is a big influence in that. I watched it. I haven't completed the whole Juice WRLD documentary, but like,
I love
it. It was definitely powerful because I didn't realize how talented he was. Like,
the fact that he didn't write anything down. I love the creative process. I have a lot of fond memories of being in the studio when people were creating music.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I even made a couple of rap songs that, you know, I think they in the car. I'll let you hear
them. Oh, okay. We might have an exclusive,
No. It's very embarrassing. But I was dropping bars, though.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Drop a few right now, then.
Oh, okay. I don't need to be. No. We're not going to do
that. All right.
But I love to write.
Right.
That's like one of the hobbies that I love.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, my mama, she done probably read all types of notebooks from me being in middle school and high school, just writing my thoughts down. I love to get my thoughts out.
Right.
Sometimes it rhymes, sometimes it just be spoken word, but I love to get my thoughts out. And that's what I love about artists. That's what I love about Juice WRLD. I heard his soul and his music, and it touched me.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why the kids of that generation loved him so much.
Right.
Like, they were like, okay, if he's feeling like this and I feel like this, I know it's okay.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I feel like that. I'm like, I feel you, Juice WRLD. Sometimes I do just want to be alone and everybody leave me alone.
Right.
I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah.
Because it can be a lot. This industry, it's a hustle every day. I tell my friends all the time, I don't even know who I talked to yesterday.
Right.
I just be like, such and such, this person, I can't remember who said. Like, because it's just, it's fast. It's super fast paced. I remember I was bartending at like two different spots in Chicago. Again, hustler.
Mm-hmm.
I was serving at the Ritz-Carlton, and I was interning with Sony as a college marketing rep, and I was in school at DePaul
the
same time.
The grind.
And when I got the opportunity, my mentor hit me up, and she was like, go have a job real soon. And this is with Capital.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was bartending at this spot called Persona. Love them. Black on. And Kenny Burns was in there. And I was having a conversation with him because I talk to people.
Right.
I got something to say all the time. And he was like, I love your energy. He's like, you got the energy for it.
Uh-huh.
He said, you're going to do well. Just always remember this. It stops when you stop.
Woo! Hashtag set the tone. Hashtag set the tone. Go crazy on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, that's always in the back of my mind. If I stop, it's gonna stop. I can't stop.
You know, Bailey told me the same thing. She definitely told, but she's like, Tone, you own to something. Don't stop what you're doing. You so close. If you stop now, you know, you hurting yourself, you letting yourself down. Like, don't stop what you're doing.
It hurts.
Like, yeah.
It hurts sometimes, and you be wanting to give up. You really do.
Yeah.
And then I think about all that has happened to get to this point.
Right.
And I'm like, nah, I can't. I can't. I want to.
Right.
Sometimes.
Now, you said, you know, you wanted to be on air. You knew you wanted to be a personality, right? So you accomplished that. But at what point did you transition, or, you know what I'm saying, want to transition?
Everybody has a path.
Okay.
In this game and in life in general.
Right.
Our paths are different from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
My path led me to the business side of music, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can. I was told that you can't have it all.
Right.
I'm still struggling with that, but I want to do everything.
Yeah.
I want to know all sides of it.
It's beyond the sky. The sky is not the limit.
The sky is not the limit. It is beyond. It's a marathon, to quote Nipsey.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to dibble and dabble. I just like, you know, where this journey is taking me. You never know what's on the other side.
Right.
You know, I'll have a vision, creative, you know, spark will happen, and I'll see something for myself that I didn't see before.
Right.
It's all about that mentality to always think about what's ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lot, because they said, if you live in yesterday and you living in tomorrow, you know, shitting on the day. I don't know if you're gonna have to you know, blur that out, because I cuss like
that. No, girl, I didn't cuss okay. All times. What you talking about?
If you got one foot in tomorrow and one foot in yesterday, you shitting on today.
Okay.
So I try to find that balance and be present more.
Mm-hmm.
But the way my mind's set up, I'm always thinking about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Always thinking. Because here come, my mama raised me, work while it's day.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that mentality, unfortunately, because she raised me wrong, that I'm always planning ahead.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I'm pretty sure it's a gift and a curse.
Right. I feel you in that sense. And it's something that I have to work on myself.
Yeah.
Because I live in a moment a lot of times.
Yeah. See, I can't. I want to.
Yeah. Like,
Let's switch.
I feel you. Or let's take a little bit from each other.
Yes.
You know,
let's find that like, middle.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I feel like, you know, I have to, because in the sense of, I don't really know what's promised. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as much as I want to plan ahead, this world right now, and just speaking about Juice World, you just never know what's gonna happen. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I really bask in the moment. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I want to do that more, because I done been, you know, places. I done been around things, and it's like, okay, on to the next.
Right.
I don't ever just be like, oh my God, this is actually really dope.
Right.
But I remember Kanye always said that one time. He was sitting there, he was like, I'm dope and I do dope shit.
Yeah.
You know? So sometimes I be feeling like that. Like, this is some regular.
Right.
I mean, this is regular. You know?
So, like, for being a regional promotions manager, tell the people what that is exactly. Because I don't think they realize the artists that you work with. And I was going to go down the list. But
because I'm not a name dropper, but I got you. Yeah. I'm gonna throw a little something up.
Because I could throw some names too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
you
go
got
ahead.
Lil Baby.
Okay.
You got Migos.
Uh-huh.
You got City Girls.
Uh-huh.
You got BJ Chicago Kid.
Uh-huh.
Neo. You got Neo.
Yes.
Other artists on the Capitol Records. We got my girl Erykah Badu.
Queen Naja.
Yep. Saying that too. You got a bunch of artists underneath you. Like.
Yeah.
So like, tell the people what exactly is your position at.
I'm
going
to try
arts?
To simplify it, because it's really hard to explain to people.
Yeah.
My family think I'm Ticketmaster. I really don't know if they know exactly what I do.
Right.
They just know, hey, niece, can you Frankie Beverly come to town?
Right.
Get some tickets? I got you.
Masego. Ooh, that's my guy. If you get some Masego, please, can I come? I love him too.
We are working Yams featuring Devin Morrison
okay.
on the R&B format. Shameless
okay.
plug.
Okay.
With Miss Sada. Yeah. Hopefully we will have interviews coming up with him soon via Zoom.
Okay.
But he just had 4 sold out shows in New York. So, I mean, hopefully
we need to get him to Chicago.
We need to get him into Chicago.
I tweeted him. I was like, yo, it'll be dope if Masego came. And okay. if Masego did a feature with Leon Bridges,
yes.
that's my guy. Both of them. So.
Yo, my mama ex randomly took her to Leon Bridges concert. She said she enjoyed it.
I've been to 3. Leon Bridges, he got a vibe.
Yeah, he does. I haven't been able to experience him live yet. It's something about being at concerts and being live mm-hmm. with the music. It's just a different type of energy. Mm-hmm. You actually feel the music. And I really want people to experience that with Masego more.
Yeah.
Because him live is everything.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
another one that's extremely talented.
So many, yeah.
So basically, to simplify what I do, I am the liaison between mm-hmm. the label and the marketplace. So since the Midwest is my market,
mm-hmm.
I manage each city that is in my market
mm-hmm.
when it comes to label priorities, and I deal primarily with radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the urban and R&B formats.
Yeah, pretty much a boss, just so y'all know.
I got goosebumps when you said that word. It made me feel
pretty
good
much
about
a boss,
myself.
Okay. Go crazy, yo. But you was also, you know, I'm going to speed it up a little bit, because you was also just on the, yeah, you know we're going to talk about this, right? You know we're going to talk. Because you've been blowing up. You've been blowing up. Boss status. You was on TV recently.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Black Ink Crew.
Uh-huh.
Put us on notice.
Okay. I'm going to... Because I'm not going to...
We ain't finna go too crazy. And I just want to know about the experience itself.
Okay. I'm going to try to be nice. Because I really want to say I hate reality television, though. No, I appreciate it for how it exposes the positive creatives
okay.
that are on the platform.
Right.
My experience was interesting. I really wish that I could have been used more behind the scenes than in front of the camera.
I feel you.
I was showcased on there in a relationship, and I don't think that should have happened.
Okay.
But you live and you learn.
Right.
And it taught me a lot. I also wish that, you know, shows like that was showcased. Like, it's a whole franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have New York, they have Chicago, they
yeah.
have Compton.
And I think they newly here, too, now. Like, it's a Milwaukee one now, too.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Y'all got a shop out here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know people there?
I haven't been yet.
Okay, when you
yet.
Find out, I'm trying to get some on my foot and
okay.
I want some on my spine.
Okay.
I like ink.
Okay.
I like ink. No, but I really wish that with the franchise that they would showcase the energy of the cities that they are in more rather
okay.
than the storylines that they showcase. Because, I mean, I honestly can admit that I watched like the first season, the first 3 episodes, and then I fell off.
Okay.
Because it just was too much for me to like watch.
Right. Do you think it wasn't what was actually, was it from what actually happened to viewing it on the TV? Was it fluffed? Like, you know, like.
They have to, I like creative processes.
Okay.
I just hate I was a part, I hate that I was the subject of one.
Yeah.
Like I wish I was behind the scenes like, we should do this one and put them right there. No, but they have to follow a storyline.
Right.
They have to have meetings. They have to construct everything. It is, you know, based on actual events.
Yeah.
So they have to follow a trail.
Uh-huh.
And I just wish that they would showcase the city more. I love my city.
Facts.
I'm born and raised from Chicago.
You know what I'm saying?
There's like, I hate that, you know, in conversations, of course, in my line of work, people are like, oh, Chicago is crazy that y'all shooting the crime.
Yeah.
And there's so much more to my city.
Right.
I love my city. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else at times.
Right.
Of course, I do want to eventually end up on the West Coast.
Right.
But I love my city. And, you know, there's just so much more to my city than, you know, what I felt like that experience was
mm-hmm.
on the show. But I do think that it is a good platform to showcase the creatives that are a part of that show. You know, I just, you know, hope that one day they move to a more positive light when it comes to the storylines.
No, that's understandable. That's real. I ain't gonna get too much.
I felt real
that.
Educated.
Yeah. Cause I was gonna come crazy. I would just leave you alone though.
No. I just want to respect, you know, the people that were a part of that experience that I had.
I feel you. And you did a great job of just explaining that. So.
I'm a class F.
Okay. Go crazy. All right, Brian. As we wrap this up, you know, my final question to you, Queen, is, you know, what drives you the most? The fear of failing or the fear of not living enough?
Ooh. I'm pretty sure you get this a lot, but a little bit of
no. Do you? You actually are my first.
Oh yeah, forget that.
You are my.
I'm like, I'm sure you get set this a lot. Oh wait, I just set the tone.
Okay.
I understand now as I get older, and you know I gain a lot more wisdom. Failure is a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to fail sometimes to get back up. You're going to have to move two steps behind before you can move four steps ahead.
Talk to him.
So, I mean, I hate failing at anything. I'm an overachiever. So when I'm not giving 115%, it bothers me.
I feel that.
Or when some stuff happens in life, trials and tribulations that take you out of your, because I'm on a train.
Mm-hmm.
This train is moving fast. Any and all passages. Buckle your seatbelts. If you're going to jump on here. You might fall trying to get on this train.
Okay.
But if you can't handle how fast it's moving, you can gladly jump off.
I'm not going to lie to you. People going to take that a totally different way. Like,
how they going to take it?
You want to jump on here, jump. I just have to let
he
you
is
know.
So
I just,
inappropriate.
I'm sorry. I have to.
I'm just saying life is fast paced. And life is going to throw you hella curveballs.
Right.
And it is the character building aspect of it all,
right?
Because you can either let it make you or break you. And for me, I refuse to let anything break me.
Right.
And I think all my queens out there should have that mentality. Like, the devil, you is a lie.
Okay.
And sometimes you is alive and you walking around, but you will not break me.
Okay. Hey, man. Okay.
I won't even give you the satisfaction.
What? Okay. Go crazy. You just got a praise on that one, man.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
But I do want to start, because you can get so stuck in your head, like, I got to win, I got to do this, I got to do that, that you don't have a certain balance where you actually live and you enjoy the moment. So I definitely, because I told you, the 2022 is the year of Mariah.
Okay.
I want to do that more this year. I want to live. I want to spend time with my family more. I want to enjoy the experiences that I have with my job that I love and what I'm passionate about. I want to get more creative, you know, outside of work and, you know, partner up with people that, you know, see visions that I see.
Mm-hmm.
I love that my nieces... Well, yeah, my nieces and my cousins look up to me when they, you know, go to family rooms. Mariah, a boss. Really? Cousin, a boss. My auntie, a boss.
I'm trying to tell you.
That, I don't know why, but it makes me want to cry, because I love that. And I want to give that back to young Black women, because I never, like, I still don't feel like, you know, I'm where I want to be, because that's the drive in me. I'm like, I got something to do.
But seeing these obstacles that you've overcome and seeing, you know what I'm saying, things that you've been able to just, like, hey, I don't care that this pothole is in the way. I'm going to go this way, or I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, drive over. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just seeing that, I think that's more inspiring to your nieces and to young Black girls that want to be like you. You know what I mean? Like, so definitely big props to you, Queen.
I love that, because the world would definitely try to break you. Yeah. And it would try to hold you back, but you are queen. You got this. You know, we are, you know, in this industry, we got more women stepping up to the forefront and becoming presidents and COOs and CEOs, because that's what it's all about. I never wanted, you know, unfortunately, you know, back in the day, you know, a woman had to be, you know, tied down to a male,
right,
you know, to, you know, move ahead. Just, you know, in the family aspect of things, you know, think about our grandparents. Wasn't no divorcing back in the day.
Okay.
He putting food on the table. He can't go nowhere. It's we got a messed up marriage, but yeah, we in it. Yeah. You know, no. Women, we independent now. If you're going to sit at my table, you're going to have to come correct.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting at the table with you. Just as much as you put on the table, I'm putting that on there too. Let's so what's go. Good? We here.
Okay.
We here.
2022, do what you got to do. Y'all hear me, man. Mariah is a boss, man. I appreciate you, Queen, for joining us.
No, thank you.
On the first, set the tone. And you definitely did that.
Tone.
And you definitely set the tone.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Yeah. Shut down.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Y'all just been put on notice, man.